83 voters in the constituency of Aaron Michael were at the second of four requisition meetings last night. There are six candidates standing in the general election in the constituency next week. It took place at the Sulby Community Hall. Tanya Humbles was there.
They were grilled by a cross-section of the electorate. The young, two others of pensionable age, the ratio of men to women in attendance was evenly split. It also included people working in agricultural industries, businessmen and public servants. There was a bona fide experience of life in the island manifest on the panel. One party member, Lib Van candidate Pat Ayres, independent new faces to Manx politics, Tim Baker, Alan Kermode, Carlos Phillips and Louise Whiteleg. They were joined by seasoned politician for Michael, Alf Cannon. When questions were opened to the floor, international issues like Brexit were tackled alongside national concerns, including public sector pensions, health and social care, and more localised concerns like infrastructure and the environment. These constituents explained what they want to hear from their MHKs.
Pension's a big issue and the environment is a big issue. I also am concerned about the state of roads, pavements, because that's what I see. That's my priorities, and if anyone came to my door, that's what I'd be saying. However, I do think it's up to the local authorities to sort that out.
And what about you, sir?
I think it's the young people. We've got to protect the young people. People keep saying about protecting the old people, but what about the young people? We've got to create jobs that creates wealth, get more wealth. We can protect everybody. That's my concern.
And you, Lynn?
My main concerns and questions is about pensions, also about the environment and also about the health service as well.
So everything was covered then for you in that case?
I think so, yes.
And you, sir, what's most important to you?
I think the public service pensions and the roads.
After the meeting, many said that they would reconsider their choices based on the quality of the answers provided. Some said in that way the experience was an invaluable one.
Four or five performed very well. I think there is some of the candidates are more articulate, professionally able to get their opinions across. I've changed my sort of thoughts from listening to the meeting.
I was quite surprised how good they actually spoke. So just give me food for thought.
I thought they were very, very good. Most of them were very articulate, and my opinion's the same as these two as well. I did come here thinking, yes, there's two people who I'd definitely choose, but coming to the meeting, seeing and hearing their different views and the questions they were asked and how they handled it has changed my mind.
No, they answered the questions fairly well, didn't they, really? Some of them, anyway.
Do you think it's changed your mind, Annie?
Oh, yes, it changed my mind from coming here, yes. I'm glad I came.
I'm just glad I came, really, and I think it was a good turnout.
Same as Emma, yeah, it was fantastic, really. I really enjoyed it. It's better than sitting watching Coronation Street and then falling asleep, isn't it?
No, I'd agree the same. It's I think it's great that they do have these. I think there has been plenty in all the different areas, so, yeah, I'm glad I attended.
Yes, we've met them all now, and we'll see them in another 5 years' time, won't we?
Treasury Minister Eddie Teer was first elected 12 years ago to represent the people of Ayr. He stood down as a runner in the general election in July. He was there to decide on how he'll spend his own two votes. As the main concerns revolved around governmental budgets, I asked him if there was any substance to what the candidates had to say.
It isn't easy being on the stage, especially when you don't know what the questions are going to be, and at times you feel like a coconut in a coconut shell, but I thought that they all responded well. It's easier for the likes of me, because I've been at the centre of government for two decades. For those who were new to politics, I thought they did very well indeed.
How accurate was the information that was put out there? Because, of course, we covered such a diverse array of subject areas like infrastructure, social security and health, coastal erosion to public sector pensions.
I thought that some of the answers weren't 100% factually correct, but when you consider that they're not actually involved in this information day in, day out, they did very well.
And their comments on public sector pensions, because of course you've been right at the centre of that.
The candidates were quite right. We still have a legacy issue to deal with.
One of the candidates mentioned that it was fifth on his priority list. How high up should it be?
It should be number one or number two, because these are the two biggest areas of our expenditure. admittedly, health is a very big area of expenditure, and so is education.
Have you decided on which candidates you'd be voting for?
The coin's on its edge at the moment, but will, I'm sure, help people to make a balanced judgment.
Let me just give you the six candidates who are standing in Aaron Michael: Pat Ayres, Tim Baker, Alfred Cannon, Alan Kermode, Carlos Phillips and Louise Whiteleg. The end there, Tania talking to the Treasury Minister, Eddie Tear, who holds on to that position of Treasury Minister until, of course, he is replaced. Ministers continue being ministers until their position is taken over by someone else.